Day 17, Chapter 12, Devadatta. Thereupon the Buddha said to the Bodhisattvas, gods, men, and the four kinds of devotees, when I was a Bodhisattva in my previous existence, I sought the sutra, the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, for innumerable kalpas without indolence. I became a king and continued to be so for many kalpas. Although I was a king, I made a vow to attain unsurpassed Bodhi. I never faltered in seeking it. I practiced almsgiving in order to complete the six paramitas. I never grudged elephants, horses, or the seven treasures, country, cities, wives, children, men servants, maid servants, or attendants. I did not spare my head, eyes, marrow, brain, flesh, hands, or feet. I did not spare even my life. In those days, the lives of the people of the world were immeasurably long. One day I abdicated from the throne in order to seek the Dharma, but retained the title of king. I entrusted the crown prince with the administration of my country. I beat a drum and sought the Dharma in all directions, saying with a loud voice, who will expound the great vehicle to me? If there is anyone, I will make offerings to him and run errands for him for the rest of my life. Thereupon a seer came to me who was the king. He said, I have the sutra of the great vehicle called the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma. If you are not disobedient to me, I will expound this sutra to you. Having heard this, I danced with joy and immediately became his servant. I offered him anything he wanted. I collected fruits, drew water, gathered firewood, and prepared meals for him. I even allowed my body to be his seat. I never felt tired in body and mind. I served him 1,000 years. In order to hear the Dharma from him, I served him so strenuously that I did not cause him to be short of anything. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in gathas. I remember that I became the king in a kalpa of the past. Although I was a king, I did not indulge in the pleasures of the five desires because I was seeking the great Dharma. I tolled the bell and said loudly in all directions, who knows the great Dharma? If anyone expounds the Dharma to me, I will become his servant. There was a seer called Asita. He came to me, who was the great king, and said, I know the wonderful Dharma. It is rare in the world. If you serve me well, I will expound the Dharma to you. Hearing this, I had great joy. I became his servant at once. I offered him anything he wanted. I collected firewood and fruits of trees and grasses and offered these things to him respectfully from time to time. I never felt tired in body and mind because I was thinking of the wonderful Dharma. I sought the great Dharma strenuously because I wished to save all living beings. I did not wish to benefit myself or to have the pleasures of the five desires. Although I was a king in a great country, I sought the Dharma strenuously. I finally obtained the Dharma and became a Buddha. Therefore, I now expound it to you. The Buddha said to the bhikkhus, the king at that time was a previous life of myself. The seer at that time was a previous life of Devadatta. Devadatta was my teacher. He caused me to complete the six paramitas. He caused me to have loving kindness, compassion, joy, and impartiality. He caused me to have the 32 major marks and the 80 minor marks of the Buddha. He caused me to have my body purely guilt. He caused me to have the 10 powers and the 4 kinds of fearlessness. He caused me to know the 4 ways to attract others. He caused me to have the 18 properties and the supernatural powers of a Buddha. He caused me to have the power of giving discourses. I attained perfect enlightenment and now save all living beings because Devadatta was my teacher. He said to the 4 kinds of devotees, Devadatta will become a Buddha after innumerable kalpas. He will be called Heavenly King, the Tathagata, the Deserver of Offerings, the Perfectly Enlightened One, the Man of Wisdom and Practice, the Well-Gone, the Knower of the World, the Unsurpassed Man, the Controller of Men, the Teacher of Gods and Men, the Buddha, the World-Honored One. The world of that Buddha will be called Heavenly Way. That Buddha will live for 20 intermediate kalpas. He will expound the wonderful Dharma to all living beings, hearing the Dharma from him, as many living beings as there are sands in the river Ganges will attain arhatship. Another group of innumerable living beings will aspire for the enlightenment of cosmos, and another group of living beings, as many as there are sands in the river Ganges, will aspire for unsurpassed enlightenment, obtain the truth of birthlessness, and reach the stage of irrevocability. After the parinirvana of Heavenly King Buddha, His right teachings will be preserved in that world for 20 intermediate kalpas. During that time, a stupa of 7 treasures, 60 yojandas tall and 40 yojandas wide and deep, will be erected to enshrine the Suryas of his perfect body. Gods and men will bow to the wonderful stupa of the 7 treasures and offer various flowers, incense powder, incense to burn, incense applicable to the skin, garments, necklaces, banners, streamers, jeweled canopies, music, and songs of praise to the stupa. By doing all this, innumerable living beings will attain the Ratship. Another group of innumerable living beings will attain practical Buddhahood, and another group of inconceivably numerous living beings will aspire for Bodhi and reach the stage of irrevocability. He said to the bhikkhus, good men or women in the future who hear this chapter of Devadatta, of the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma with faithful respect, caused by their pure minds, and have no doubts about this chapter, will not fall into the hell or the region of hungry spirits or the region of animals. They will be reborn before the Buddhas of the worlds of the 10 quarters. They will always hear this sutra at the places of their rebirth. Even when they are reborn among men or gods, they will be given wonderful pleasures. When they are reborn before the Buddhas, they will appear in lotus flowers. At that time, many treasures, the world-honored one who had come from the nadir, was accompanied by a bodhisattva called Accumulated Wisdom. The bodhisattva said to Many Treasures Buddha, shall we go back to our home world? Shakyamuni Buddha said to Accumulated Wisdom, good man, wait a while. A bodhisattva called Wanju City is coming. See him. Talk about the wonderful Dharma with him, and then go back to your home world. Thereupon, Naranju Suri came sitting on a 1,000-petaled lotus flower as large as the wheel of a chariot. He was accompanied by other bodhisattvas who were also sitting on jeweled lotus flowers. Manju Suri had sprung up from the palace of the Dragon King Zagara in the great ocean, got up to the sky, and traveled through the sky towards Mount Sacred Eagle. Having reached Mount Sacred Eagle, he descended from the lotus flower, came to the two world-honored ones, and worshipped their feet with his head. Having completed the worship, he came to Accumulated Wisdom, exchanged greetings with him, retired, and sat to one side. Accumulated Wisdom, Bodhisattva asked Manju City, you went to the palace of the Dragon King. How many living beings did you lead into the way of Bodhi there? Manju City answered, their number is innumerable, incalculable, inexplicable, unthinkable. Wait a while, you'll be able to see them. No sooner had he said this than innumerable bodhisattvas who were sitting on jeweled-like lotus flowers sprang up from the sea, came to Mount Sacred Eagle, went up to the sky, and stayed there. All these bodhisattvas had been led into the way to Bodhi by Manju City. They had already performed the bodhisattva practices. Up in the sky, they began to expound the 6 paramitas. Some of them were formerly shravakas. When they were shravakas, they expounded the shravaka practices in the sky. Now they were acting according to the truth of the void of the great vehicle. Manjushri said to Accumulated Wisdom, now you see the living beings whom I taught in the sea. Thereupon Accumulated Wisdom, Bodhisattva, praised him with gathis. Possessor of great wisdom and virtue, you were brave in saving innumerable living beings. This great congregation and I understand that you expounded the truth of the reality of all things, revealed the teaching of the one vehicle, and led these innumerable living beings into the way to Bodhi quickly. Manju City said, in the sea I expounded only the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Accumulated Wisdom asked Manju City, that sutra is exceedingly profound and wonderful. This is a treasure of all the sutras. It's rare in the world. Do you know anyone who acted according to this sutra so strenuously that he has already been qualified to become a Buddha quickly? Manju City answered, yes, there's a daughter of Dragon King Zagara among those whom I taught. She's 8 years old. She's clever. She knows the karmas of all living beings. She obtained dharanis. She keeps the treasury of the profound and hidden core expounded by the Buddhas. She entered deep into dhyana concentration and understood all teachings. She aspired for Bodhi in a kasana and reached the stage of irrevocability. She is eloquent without hindrance. She is compassionate towards all living beings, just as a mother is towards her babe. She obtained all merits. Her thoughts and words are wonderful and great. She is compassionate, humble, gentle, and graceful. She has already been qualified to attain Bodhi and to become a Buddha quickly. Accumulated wisdom, Bodhisattva said. Now, as far as I know, when he was a Bodhisattva, Shakyamuni Buddha sought Bodhi, that is, enlightenment, incessantly for innumerable kalpas. He accumulated merits by practicing austerities, even the smallest part, even a part as large as a poppy seed of this world being composed of 1,000 million sumero worlds, is not outside the places where the Bodhisattva had made efforts to save all living beings at the cost of his life. It was after doing all this that he attained Bodhi, that is, enlightenment. I do not believe that this girl will be able to attain perfect enlightenment, that is, to become a Buddha, in a moment. No sooner had he said this than the daughter of the Dragon King came to Shakyamuni Buddha. She worshipped his feet with her head retired, stood to one side, and praised him with gathis. You know the sins and merits of all living beings. You illumine the worlds of the 10 quarters. Your wonderful, pure, and sacred body is adorned with the 32 major marks and the 80 minor marks. Gods and men are looking up at you. Dragons also respect you. None of the living beings sees you without adoration. Only you know that I am qualified to attain Bodhi because I heard the Dharma. I will expound the teachings of the great vehicle and save all living beings from suffering. Thereupon Shariputta said to the daughter of the Dragon King, you think that you'll be able to attain unsurpassed enlightenment and become a Buddha before long. This is difficult to believe because a body of a woman is too defiled to be the recipient of the teachings of the Buddha. How can you attain unsurpassed Bodhi? The enlightenment of the Buddha is far off. It can be attained only by those who perform the Bodhisattva practices with strenuous efforts for innumerable kalpas. A woman has 5 impossibilities. She cannot become the Brahmin Heavenly King, King Chakra, King Mara, a wheel-turning holy king, or a Buddha. How can it be that you, being a woman, will become a Buddha, quickly or not? At that time, the daughter of the Dragon King had a gem. The gem was worth 1,000 million sumero worlds. She offered it to the Buddha. The Buddha received it immediately. She asked both accumulated wisdom Bodhisattva and venerable Shariputta, I offered a gem to the world-honored one. Did he receive it quickly or not? Both of them answered, very quickly. She said, look at me. With your supernatural powers, I will become a Buddha more quickly. Thereupon the congregation saw that the daughter of the Dragon King changed into a man all of a sudden, performed the Bodhisattva practices, went to the spotless world in the south, sat on the jeweled lotus flower, attained perfect enlightenment, obtained the 32 major marks and the 80 minor marks of the Buddha, and began to expound the wonderful Dharma to the living beings of the worlds of the 10 quarters. Having seen from afar that the man who had been the daughter of the Dragon King had become a Buddha and begun to expound the Dharma to the men and gods in his congregation, all the living beings of the Saha world, including Bodhisattvas, Shravakas, gods, dragons, the 6 other kinds, that is, a total of 8 kinds of supernatural beings, man and non-human beings, bowed to that Buddha with great joy. Having heard the Dharma from that Buddha, a group of innumerable living beings of that world understood the Dharma and reached the stage of irrevocability, and another group of innumerable living beings of that world obtained the assurance of their future attainment of enlightenment. At that time, the spotless world quaked in the 6 ways. 3,000 living beings of the Saha world reached the stage of irrevocability, and another group of 3,000 living beings of the Saha world aspired for Bodhi and obtained the assurance of their future attainment of enlightenment. The accumulated wisdom Bodhisattva, Shariputta, and all the other living beings of the congregation received the Dharma faithfully and in silence. Chapter 13, Encouragement for Keeping This Sutra. Thereupon, Medicine King Bodhisattva Mahasattva and Great Eloquence Bodhisattva Mahasattva, together with their 20,000 attendants, who were also Bodhisattvas, vowed to the Buddha, world-honored one, do not worry. We will keep, read, recite, and expound this sutra after your extinction. The living beings in the evil world after your extinction will have less roots of good, more arrogance, and more greed for offerings of worldly things, and more roots of evil. It'll be difficult to teach them because they will go away from emancipation. But we will patiently read, recite, keep, expound, and copy this sutra and make various offerings to it. We will not spare even our lives in doing all this. At that time, there were 500 arhats in the congregation. They had already been assured of their future attainment of Anuttara Sabak Sambodai. They said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, we also vow to expound this sutra, but we will expound it in some other worlds rather than this Saha world." There were also 8,000 Shravakas, some of whom had something more to learn, while others had nothing more to learn. They had already been assured of their future attainment of Anuttara Sammak Sambuddhi. They rose from their seats, joined their hands together towards the Buddha, and vowed, "World-honored one, we also will expound this sutra in some other worlds, because the world of this Saha world, the people of this Saha world will have many evils. They are arrogant, they have few merits, they are angry, defiled, ready to flatter others, and insincere." Now, there were Mahaprajapati Basuni, the sister of the mother of the Buddha, and 6,000 Basunis, some of whom had something more to learn, while others had nothing more to learn. They rose from their seats, joined their hands together with all their hearts, and looked up at the honorable face with unblinching eyes. Thereupon the world-honored one said to Gautami, "Why do you look at me so anxiously? You do not think that I assured you of your future attainment of Anuttara Sammak Sambuddhi because I didn't mention you by name, do you?" "Gautami, I've already said that I assured all the Shravakas of their future attainment of Anuttara Sammak Sambuddhi. Now you wish to know my assurance of your future attainment of Anuttara Sammak Sambuddhi. You will become a great teacher of the Dharma under 6,800,000,000,000 Buddhas in the future." The 6,000 Basunis, some of whom have something more to learn, while others have nothing more to learn, also will become teachers of the Dharma. By becoming a teacher of the Dharma, you will complete the way of Bodhisattvas in the course of time and become a Buddha called gladly seen by all beings, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well-gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. Gautami, that gladly seen by all beings Buddha will assure the 6,000 Basunis, that is, Bodhisattvas, of their future attainment of Anuttara Sammak Sambuddhi one after another. Thereupon Yosahata Basuni, the mother of Rahula, thought, "I'm not among the persons whom the world-honored one mentioned by name and assured of their future attainment of Anuttara Sammak Sambuddhi." The Buddha said to Yosahata, You will perform the Bodhisattva practices under hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas in the future. You will become a great teacher of the Dharma under those Buddhas. You will walk the way of Buddhahood step by step and finally become a Buddha in a good world. The name of that Buddha will be emitting 10 million rays of light, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom and practice, the well-gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world-honored one. The duration of the life of that Buddha will be many asankhas of kalpas. Thereupon Majapraja Basuni, Yosahata Basuni, and their attendants had the greatest joy they'd ever had. They sang agathe before the Buddha. "You, the world-honored one, are our leader. You give peace to gods and men. Hearing that you assured us of our future Buddhahood, we are relieved and satisfied." Having sung this agathe, the Basuni said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, we also will expound this sutra in other worlds." Here ends day 17.